Hey everyone, I'm Tracy, product marketing specialist at Apptio, an IBM company, and welcome to Amplify Agile, a monthly series where we talk about all things agile and give insights to help organizations in agile transformations and the adoption and scaling of agile practices. Hey everyone, and welcome back to Amplify Agile, where we talk about all things agile. I'm your host, Tracy, and in today's episode, we're going to dive into how agile can enhance your organization's financial agility by effectively leveraging strategic metrics. Joining me today is Peter Van Loon, founder and managing director of Its Value, who will discuss the importance of implementing agile metrics that amplify financial outcomes, moving beyond conventional measurement methods to focus on strategic impacts. Our guest will offer insights and best practices for effectively using agile metrics to track, measure, and create stronger performance and ultimately drive better financial agility. So, Peter, welcome to Amplify Agile. Can you give us a quick introduction of yourself?
Yes. Hi, everyone. I'm Peter Van Loon, founder and managing director of Its Value. Its Value delivers agile resource and portfolio management services next to our technology business management and FinOps services. Our goal is to make technology financial management transparent and manageable from a business perspective. With a background in finance and project management, I've developed a deep-seated passion for seamlessly integrating agile methodologies into financial practices to achieve superior results. Over the years, I've seen firsthand the transformative power of agility in transforming the way organizations approach financial management, and I'm excited to share my insights with all of you.
Great to have you here with us, Peter. Your experience in integrating agile methodologies into financial practices is incredibly valuable, especially given the increasing importance of financial agility in today's fast-paced business environment. And you mentioned the transformative power of agility in financial management. I want to know, what does financial agility mean to you? And what is the importance? What is it that's important for organizations to link agile practices with financial outcomes?
Yeah, financial agility is essentially an organization's ability to respond quickly and appropriately to the ever-changing dynamics of the financial landscape. It forms the basis for the resilience and competitiveness of organizations in today's fast-paced business environment. So the need to link agile practices to financial results stems from the urgent need for organizations to navigate shifting market conditions, meet changing customer demands, and resist relentless competitive pressures. By embracing agility, organizations can unlock the potential to optimize resource allocation, reduce waste, and ultimately drive sustainable profitability. A few examples of financial agility aspects are flexibility in financial planning, responsive decision making, efficient resource allocation, and risk management.
That's a great overview of what financial agility is. So given the importance of financial agility, I'd like to delve deeper into how organizations can effectively measure and manage this agility, starting with how do OKRs and KPIs bridge the gap between agile methodologies and financial performance?
OKRs, that's objectives and key results, and KPIs, key performance indicators, are the bridge between agile methodologies and financial performance. OKRs play a critical role in aligning team objectives with overarching business goals, promoting strategic focus, and alignment across the organizational spectrum. Meanwhile, KPIs provide tangible, measurable performance indicators that seamlessly connect agile outputs with tangible financial results. And using these metrics, teams can accurately track progress, identify areas for improvement, and make informed, data-driven decisions that drive financial success.
It's clear how OKRs and KPIs foster strategic focus and enable data-driven decision-making to drive financial success. So building on top of that, let's talk about actionable metrics. What are some key agile metrics that can directly impact an organization's financial health?
Yeah, there are many agile metrics, but when we delve into the agile metrics that directly affect an organization's financial health, we encounter a multifaceted landscape rich with opportunities for optimization. So velocity is one, measures the amount of work a team can complete in a single sprint or iteration, typically quantified in story points or hours. The impact on your financial health is very high. A consistent velocity indicates efficient and predictable delivery, which can lead to faster time to market for products or features. This can enhance your revenue generation and your customer satisfaction, thereby impacting financial performance positively. The second one is cycle time. It's the amount of time it takes to complete a work item from the moment it starts until it's finished. Shorter cycle times mean faster delivery of production features, reducing time to market, and increasing responsiveness to market changes. So this agility can lead to higher sales and competitive advantage, directly boosting financial outcomes. The next one is lead time. It measures the total time from the moment a request is made until the final delivery to product. Reduced lead times improve customer satisfaction and retention by delivering products and features more quickly. It also allows the organization to be more responsive to market demands and changes, potentially increasing market share and revenue. The next one is defect density. It measures the number of defects found in a software product relative to its size. A lower defect density indicates a higher quality products, reducing the costs associated with post-release bug fixes, customer support, and potential loss of customer trust. High quality products lead to better customer satisfaction and lower maintenance costs, positively affecting profitability. The last one I mentioned is Net Promoter Score, or NPS. NPS measures customer loyalty and satisfaction by asking how likely customers are to recommend the product or service to others. A high NPS indicates strong customer satisfaction and loyalty, which can lead to repeated business, positive word of mouth, and increased market share. Satisfied customers are more likely to spend more and contribute to high revenue and profitability. So the mentioned metrics have a positive effect on several mostly financial indicators like revenue growth, cost efficiency, customer retention and acquisition, and also predictability and planning.
Yeah, so I really love that comprehensive explanation of agile metrics and that their direct impact on financial health to really help me better understand how velocity, cycle time, lead time, defect density, and NPS can influence revenue, cost efficiency, and customer satisfaction. It really highlights the importance of these metrics in driving financial performance. So with these metrics, what challenges might organizations face when aligning agile metrics to financial goals? And what initial steps would you recommend for successfully implementing agile metrics for financial agility?
Yes, it's inevitable that organizations encounter a host of challenges in aligning agile metrics with financial goals in their pursuit of financial agility. From resistance to change and lack of stakeholder buy-in, to the difficulty of quantifying intangible benefits, and the road to aligning agile metrics with financial goals is not easy. And to successfully address these challenges, we recommend a comprehensive approach that focuses on clear communication, education, and fostering a culture of continuous improvement and accountability. By instilling a shared understanding of the importance of agile metrics and aligning them with overarching business goals, organizations can successfully undergo transformational change and achieve financial success.
Yeah, so aligning agile metrics with financial goals certainly comes with its challenges, from resistance to change to difficulties in quantifying intangible benefits. So emphasizing the importance of clear communication and a culture of continuous improvement is key to overcoming these obstacles. With given these complexities, what tools or software do you recommend for effectively tracking and analyzing agile metrics to support financial planning?
When it comes to tracking and analyzing agile metrics critical to financial planning, there are many specialized tools available. Platforms such as Target Process not only offer robust features tailored to the unique needs of agile development, like enabling seamless progress monitoring, goal setting, and performance measurement. Target Process is a sophisticated platform that also allows for strategic management of products and business portfolios, all aligned to the enterprise strategy, allowing organizations to gain invaluable insights into the intersection of agile project performance and financial health, enabling informed decision-making and strategic planning, always from a business perspective.
Target Process certainly stands out for its ability to integrate agile project performance with financial health, creating informed decision-making and strategic planning. So I would love to hear it in action. Could you share a few examples or case studies where using agile metrics and Target Process led to improved financial outcomes?
Illustrating the tangible impact of agile metrics on financial outcomes, we encounter a plethora of real-world examples that underscore their transformative potential. Take, for instance, a software development company that slashed its time to market by a staggering 30% through a strategic optimization of its development cycle time metric. The streamlined approach not only bolstered revenue, but also bolstered customer satisfaction, cementing the company's position as an industry leader. Similarly, a manufacturing firm's embrace of lean practices and cross-functional collaboration led to a notable improvement in its revenue per employee metric, translating into substantial cost savings and enhanced profitability.
Yeah, so these examples clearly show the transformative impact agile metrics can have on financial outcomes, driving both revenue growth and cost savings. So this truly highlights the growing importance of agile metrics in shaping financial strategies also. So looking ahead, how do you see the evolution of agile metrics impacting financial strategies in the future?
Yeah, looking to the future, the evolution of agile metrics promises to be shaped by groundbreaking advancements in AI and data analytics. And with the introduction of predictive analytics and automation, organizations will be able to unlock unprecedented insights and efficiencies, pushing agile financial strategies into new frontiers. Real-time data will be available as the basis for agile financial decision-making, empowering organizations to adapt swiftly to market fluctuations and seize opportunities with precision and agility. So in this dynamic landscape, the combination of agile methodologies with cutting-edge technology will deliver a future defined by innovation, resilience, and sustained financial success.
It's exciting to think about how advancements in AI and data analytics will improve the capabilities of agile metrics, the driving innovation and resilience in financial strategies. So the ability to leverage real-time data for quick and accurate decision-making truly sets the stage for a future of sustained financial success. And that's all for today's episode of Amplify Agile. Thank you, Peter, for sharing your thoughts and stories with us. It was great having you on the show, and we hope that you join us soon for another episode. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in as well. If you'd like to hear about a topic or have any questions at all, feel free to pop them into the comment section and subscribe to stay agile. See you on the next episode. Thanks for joining us today. Amplify Agile is available as a video and podcast and can be found on all podcast platforms. So subscribe and follow for updates to stay agile.